Thank you for participating this morning. So this is a very wonderful bhajan of Jiva Goswami Pada. This is the only bhajan he wrote. There is no record that any other bhajan. So this is the only bhajan he wrote, so we are going to sing that song. Please join together. So we are going to discuss Jiva Goswami a little bit, also about Srila Bamandev, Bhagavan Bamandev. कृष्ण प्रेम माये राधा राधा प्रेम मायो हरि जीवाने निधाने नित्यम राधा कृष्ण गतिर मम कृष्ण प्रेम माये राधा राधा प्रेम मायो हरि जीवने निधाने नित्यम राधा कृष्ण गतिर मम कृष्ण सद्वादिनम राधा राधायाद्रवीनम हरे जीवनेन धाने नितम राधा कृष्ण गातिर मम कृष्ण सद्रवीनम राधा राधाया द्रवीनम हरे जीवनेन धाने नितम राधा कृष्ण गाति मम कृष्ण प्राण मायी राधा राधा प्राण माय हरे जीवने निधाने नितम राधा कृष्ण गाति मम कृष्ण प्राण मायी राधा प्राण माय हरे जीवने निधाने नितम राधा कृष्ण गतिर मम कृष्ण द्रव मायी राधा राधा द्रव माय हरि जीवने निधाने नितम राधा कृष्ण गतिर मम कृष्ण द्रव मायी राधा राधा द्रव माय हरि जीवने निधाने नितम राधा कृष्ण गति कृष्ण गेहे स्थिता राधा राधा गेहे स्थित हरे जीवने निधाने नितम राधा कृष्ण गति मम कृष्ण गेहे स्थिता राधा राधा गेहे स्थित हरे जीवने निधाने नितम राधा कृष्ण गति कृष्ण चित्त स्थित राधा राधा चित्त स्थित हरि जीवने निधाने नितम राधा कृष्ण गति मम कृष्ण चित्त स्थित राधा राधा चित्त स्थित हरि जीवने निधाने नितम
Krishna Gati Nilambara Dhara Radha Pitambara Dhara Hare Jivane Nidhane Nitam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Nilambara Dhara Radha Pitambara Dhara Hare Jivane Nidhane Nitam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Vrindavane Shari Radha Krishna Vrindavane Sharam Jivane Nidhane Nitam Radha Krishna Gati Mama Vrindavane Shari Radha Krishna Vrindavane Sharam Jivane Nidhane Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Jaya Vaishnava Gosai Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol, Jai Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribraja Gacharya Ashtatada Shatasi Sinasula. Avai Charna Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON BVT Founder Acharya is Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishwapad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Acharya Ashtotara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishwapad Nitalila Prabhishajan Vishwapad Srila Gaur Kishudar Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Nitalila Prabhishajan Srila Satchitananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai Nitalila Prabhishajan Vishnupad Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Nitalila Prabhishajan Vishnupad Srila Baladev Vidyavasan Thakur Ki Jai Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ki Jai Shemananda Srinivas Narottam Das Tridaya Prabhu Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prensi Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sirupa Sri Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Sijiva Gopal Bhatta Dasagana Sarga Swami Prabhu Ki Jai
Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Samakunda Radha Kamligiri Govardhan Ki Jai. Krishna Balaram Ji Ki Jai. Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Sripad Baman Dev Bhagavan Ki Jai. Baman Avatar Bhagavan Ki Jai. Sripad Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sigura and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We can join together to perform Mangalacharan. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Jinanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmae Sri Guruve Namo Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namam Sirupa Sri Sanatana Bhatta Raghunatha Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunatha Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namo Panchatatmatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avatar Bhaktaksham Namami Bhakta Saktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Chalayasi Vikramane Balimadbhuta Bhamana Padanakha Nira Janita Janapavana Keshavadrita Bhamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Keshavanusute Devi Pranamami Priyate Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavascha Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satvati Bhakta Vihinaya Aparada Lakshe Shiptasya Kamadi Taranga Madhe Kripa Amaitam Charanam Prapanne Vrinde Namaste Charanarvindam Vrinde Namaste Charanarvindam Vrinde Namaste Charanarvindam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
So with the blessing of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara and assembled Vaishnava and Vaishnavis, I'm trying to say something about Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, that actually I was also contemplating for many years about the contribution of different acharyas in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And we see how much Srila Prabhupada glorified about Jiva Goswami. It's like a very surprising. I'm going to just give some usual what attracted me, many things. Maybe you all can also contribute if you like to. Few things Jiva Goswami Pada. Of course, we know his appearance day is today. He appeared in Ramkeli. If anybody went there, I'm not sure, where Rupa Goswanathan Goswami Pada's Gupta Vrindavan, hidden Vrindavan was there. In other words, something I learned that we should not complain whatever situation we are in due to our sinful nature or due to our material attachment. So Rupa Goswami Pada and Sanatana Goswami Pada and Jiva Goswami Pada's father, they were working for a meat eater. And not only meat eater, they were actually supporting in a sense, because Sanatana Goswami Pada was taking care of all the management of Nawab Hussain Shah, and Rupa Goswami Pada was a treasurer, private secretary. The main treasurer was Jiva Goswami Pada's father, Anupam. But they had an internal bhajan every day. It's called Gupta Vrindavan. Within this unfavorable situation, they created a sacred spot within this Muslim ruler, where nobody knew that they had this hidden bhajan place. It was very nice. From a very childhood life, Jiva Goswami Pada had displayed tremendous attraction, absorption to deities. I hope the devotees actually serve the deities in their home or at least in the temple. It is very essential that deity actually guided him from his childhood. Of course, you know, when Mahaprabhu visited there, he was a baby, Jiva Goswami Pada, and he was sucking the toe, big toe of Mahaprabhu's feet, not knowing the future acharya, getting all the nectar from Mahaprabhu's toes. In the Western world, we don't so much understand, or the Western culture does not emphasize the food dust of the great personality. Or even though in Catholic religion they have a kneel down, even this lady was asking to Jesus in Bethlehem, can I love God as a lover? Jesus said, well, I guess you can, but I only kneel down and kiss his hands. So there's some idea is there, but actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is not made of flesh and skin or bones. It is transcendental love. Now, when you say love, how the love made the body of Radharani, we were discussing the other day. There's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says Radharani's body made of love. There is no bones, there is no bone marrow, muscle or anything. No. It's pure made of Krishna's love. Krishna's love fully manifested in Radharani's body. That's what our body made of. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna combination, his body also. So when Jiva Goswami was sucking his toes, he's sucking three things: the eternity, eternal existence, complete cognizant potency, where the relationship eternally nourishes the heart, and the pleasure potency. This is what the body is made of. So Jiva Goswami path goes like this. Then he fell so much in love, even from childhood, to his deity Krishna Balaram. Now of course we know his spiritual identity, that he is a very intimate associate of Srimati Radharani. That also has some pastimes where he revealed that. But here in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, it's more important to us instead of Bilas Manjari's Leela. Bilas Manjari's Leela, pastimes in Krishna Leela, it's good, but it's not helping us so much as Jiva Goswami in Mahaprabhu's Leela helping us, because he's relating our conditional life to ultimate goal. He's filling up the gap. So it's very nice. He became so attached to the deity that he would cry, he would sometime while offering the things. Later on you can see how Jiva Goswami Pad says, what I can relate to Bhakti Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, where it says the deity worship, the pujaris, be alert, there are 32 offenses, and then Prabhupada added another 32 offenses from another Puran, so total 64 offenses while you are serving the deities. It's scary. Just like you walk in the temple. No, you don't walk in the temple. You are walking to the Lord's temple. Be respectful. Hare Krishna, my Lord, I'm here to serve you. There is a reciprocal. It's not a building. Otherwise, it's offense. Of course, today I'm not discussing those. You can read in Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada elaborate. But Jiva Goswami Pad was so attached to the deity. Later on, he said, if you do four things, you can escape from this offensive nature. The entire 64 offenses can be, I'm not saying intentionally you are escaping, but it can transform your attitude just by focusing on these four. First thing is Sulabha. Sulabha, I'm bringing this because you may not read it everywhere, but this is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur commentary, different acharyas commentary. It attracted me a lot. How rare the absolute truth in the material world, that is almost impossible. Jive shakshat nahi tati guru chaitanupe shishya gurhan krishna mahanta sarupe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted this verse, that jive shakshat nahi, conditioned soul has no connection with this Krishna because of their diversion away from bhakti. But Jiva Goswami Pad says, as a pujari you should focus that. It is difficult to approach the Lord, but out of his compassionate nature he descended to this world to accept me, my offering through my guru Prabhupada. Such a wonderful, merciful, this mood, sulabha, it's called in Sanskrit sulabha. Jiva Goswami Pad used the word sulabha. So rare. Thank you. Every moment we should be that grateful attitude in the altar, especially the pujaris. I mean, we all are pujari. Jiva Goswami Pad also said there are five types of pujari. I was thinking of speaking like 2 minutes on each because I have many topics. But anyway, I'll just give you. Five types of pujari means, when you thinking in your house, Sthitadi Muni Prabhu thought, okay, I'm going to drive to the temple. Well, he didn't say like this, but that's what he acted on. Just coming to the temple, driving in a car, is a pujari also. You follow? What is the value of a king if there is no kingdom, there is no citizen? Jiva Goswami Pad gave a good logic. If there is no devotee, what is the greatness of Bhagavan. So he categorized five categories. Sthitadimoni Prabhu, I'm just using him because I love to tease him. He is my best friend. So he thought of driving to temple to have darshan of the deity. So he is a one category pujari. Another category pujari who collects cooks for the deities, making flower, garland. This is another pujari. Not just anybody goes in the altar, ring the bells and offering the incense. We think like that's the pujari. No, that's not necessarily only pujari. That is one of the five types of pujari. Then who glorify, just like we are trying to glorify now, that's also pujari. And one who study about the glory of the deity and Bhagavan. So these five types of pujari, Jiva Goswami Pada writes, and if these five types of pujari maintain these four types of attitude, then you can, I'm not saying you should escape from that. Jiva Goswami Pada didn't say like that. He said you can be in a protective zone so you don't commit offense. Very interestingly, after his father Anupam, who traveled with Rupa Goswami Pada, met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before in Ramkeli, but now after they left the house, now they took the Banaprastha to renunciation. The first time they met in Prayag, before that in Ballava Bhattacharya's house, where Rupa Goswami Pada got a lot of lessons. And eventually, later on, Anupam, his father, passed away. When the news came, Jiva Goswami Pada was very tormented in his heart. He used to cry to his deity, Krishna Balaram. And he used to cry so much so that Krishna Balaram actually displayed their wonderful manifestation as Gornitar. So he realized that Krishna Balaram is here, Gornita is here. So he took permission from the mother. Father was already passed away. Mother, and then they said, this boy is completely tormented. It's better you let go him to visit the places of Navadvip in Navadvip. Just by hearing the news that he's coming, Nityananda Prabhu, from his heart, even though they only met one time, of course he was a baby at that time, just a crawling baby, you know, crawling baby, just a baby child. So obviously there is no record that conversation. But in this time Nityananda Prabhu came from Kharda. Kharda is a place in between Mayapur, and I hope many devotees went. Prabhupada went there. There is a beautiful pastime of Tamal Krishna Maharaj conversing with Prabhupada. Prabhupada even said, because they offer luchi. Luchi is a kind of like a puri with halwa. Prabhupada said, we should do that also. It's an easy way to distribute prasadam. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was mentioning that. And so Kharda was a temple where Nityananda Prabhu actually disappeared in the deity. This is before marriage. He disappeared a few times. At the end he disappeared in his birthplace. But Kharda, he disappeared there in separation, could not maintain. So Nityananda Prabhu left that place and he came to Navadvip and he met Jiva Goswami Pada. That time Jiva Goswami Pada is the one actually where Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw this conversation through his spiritual vision, that he write it down, where this TOBP that our Prabhupada wanted that temple, coming from this idea, coming from this conversation. Nityananda Prabhu was wonderfully displaying the pastimes of Mahaprabhu to Jiva Goswami Pada in all these nine islands. And after that, he gave him two instructions. One is to go to Vrindavan to serve his uncles, two uncles, who happened to become his guru later on. Rupa Goswami Pada accepted him as a guru. And then also to stop by at Benaras to meet Madhusudan Saraswati, a famous scholar, Vaishnava scholar, who come from a Mayavad school. So erudite, where he trained Jiva Goswami Pad in a such a way that up till today nobody can come even close what Jiva Goswami Pad has given, the tattva, siddhanta. So another topics, because of the time, 3 minutes left. Jiva Goswami Pad also said that every devotee should focus 5 aspects of Bhagavan. One aspect is para, buha, vaibhava, antarjami, archamurti, namrupa. The para is that like a fountain where all the unlimited incarnation is coming. That fountain is the origin, Krishna. We should think Krishna is like a fountain head where all the sprinkle or the manifestation is coming. And the second is, in a short, I'm just saying because of the time, then para, then buha. Buha is a quadruple. First quadruple, second quadruple, we should meditate. And he said every day we should do this. Think this, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and then Vasudev, Adi Vasudev, then the next Vasudev, there is a second quadruple. There is a Mahavaikuntha, then there is a Vaikuntha. Then he says, Vaibhava. Vaibhava is this Samsabhavavesh, where the six manifestation of Bhagavan is there. And then he says that Antarjami. Antarjami, who are the Antarjamis? The Garbhadakshay, Karandakshay Vishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Shirodakshay Vishnu, who also entered in our heart and the atom. We have to memorize this every day. And then Archamurti and Holy Name. These 5 manifestation of Bhagavan should be meditated by every Vaishnava, according to Jiva Goswami Pad. Then comes wonderful explanation. He says, in order to enter into the spiritual domain of Golok Vrindavan, you have to have a 5, I'm just escaping, there is so many things to talk. But I really request all of you to just dive into it today. It's so nice on his appearance day. He said there's 5 aspects of knowledge one should have all the time. First is pratyaksha, then paroksha, aparoksha, adakshaja, aprakrita. If we cannot understand this gradation, we cannot understand Krishna's sweetness. So he says pratyaksha, in a short, the direct perception means engaging your senses to perceive things. There is something we accept as long as it is aligned with the Siddhanta, Vaishnava Siddhanta. And there is a 10 Vaishnava Siddhanta he emphasized. Those are wonderful. And then second level is apratyaksha. Apratyaksha means you use other senses to perceive things, like potassium cyanide is not something you want to experience on your own with your senses, but you believe it is a poisonous because somebody, whoever ate, died. So we also accept the praman or the truth through the other senses we may not be able to experience. And aparoksha, above that, aparoksha is like a Dhamma Rishi, Sammok Rishi, who was meditating when King Parikshit came in Samadhi, you can say, for a Buddhism. That's also he gave a category of Buddhism, in a sense that their ultimate destiny, Buddhisatta. Buddhisatta, the intelligent is stuck, not dynamic, static. It becomes that don't move anymore. That's why it's called Nirvan. Nirvan means the ban. The arrow goes there and never moves anywhere. He said, but the spiritual world is not reached yet. Above that is Adakshaja, where the opulence aspect of Bhagavan, majestic, awe and reverence, that is Narayana. And above that, is sweetness. So we need both greatness and sweetness. Greatness will produce submission to the Lord, and sweetness will produce affection for the God. But without submission, we should not focus on affection, because we can turn into sahajiya. And he gives four categories of human beings. So wonderful. I mean, this is like a never ends, this discussion of Jiva Goswami Pada. He gives such a way breakdown that you can relate. For an example, you can detect right now, are you attached to Krishna and detached from this world? Then you are devotee. Are you attached to the sense enjoyment, detached from God? You are a materialist. Are you attached to Krishna and attached to the material enjoyment? You are Prakrita Bhakta. Sahaji is also including that. If you are detached from Krishna, detached from the material world, you are impersonalist. So it's a very simple way you can relate. And there is no end of Jiva Goswami Pada's teaching. This like a wonderful explanation. I'm just giving you like a little gist code. So I pray also with all of you that we can beg Srila Jiva Goswami Pada to illuminate our heart with all those understanding, realization that on this day he himself wrote also, very interestingly, he's the only one acharya that he wrote that on the appearance day and disappearance day, if you pray to them from Golok Vrindavan, they can hear and they bestow the blessing. That's the only reason why we celebrate the appearance day, disappearance day. So this is wonderful. Jiva Goswami Pada is the one who made this. So on this day, I'm sure he's listening from Alachua Bhaktas' prayers that please bestow your blessings so we can learn all your instruction that you gave, so we can do good bhajan to awaken our love for the Lord and eternally engage in the divine couple's service in Golok Vrindavan. Srila Jiva Goswami Pada ki jai. This is the shorter version, and then we are going to discuss about little Vamandev, because both are so important. Vamandev, of course, I'm doing a seminar right now on the 8th canto with IBM, Iskan Bhagavat Mahavidyalaya. It's in 8th canto, chapter 15 to 24, 23 mostly, 24th is the conclusion, Matsavatar. So there are 9 chapter to give the essence in half an hour or 20 minutes. So if I picked few points, I'm just going to make a few points that Lord Vamandev appeared within this world from the womb of Mother Aditi, the mother of gods. He appeared at noontime, midday, Shravana Dadashi, which is today, 12th day of the lunar month of Shravan. In English, because it's always mixed, we always say the Vedic month is better. Shravan because it's connecting both. But anyway, happened to be September today. So there are many lessons from Vaishnavas, Acharya, that gives Srila Prabhupada emphasized, and I just put it into 11 points just for me. Not Acharya or Prabhupada said, I'm just taking it. The first point I found, when God comes, he can come in any form he wants, but he does not whimsically appear in any form. He is very consciously decide which form the audience that I'm going to appear will reciprocate. So two things is focused. He's a Lilamal and he's a Karunamal. He's very merciful. At the same time, he wants to have some reciprocal with the audience in such a way that they never forget. They will eternally be benefited and come back home. So God relate by manifesting a particular form just to attract the soul to his original or her original position. That's one point. Second point is, when the Lord appears, He appears in such a wonderful, charming form that He attracts all other gods to come and offer their homage to show the world that they are not actual God, they are just servant of the real God. And the proof is when Vamandev appeared, guess who came there? The guru of all the gods, Brihaspati, he came. He awarded a Brahman thread to Vamandev and he paid obeisances and he glorified. Then the sun god came. Sun god came with Gayatri mantra. He chanted the Gayatri mantra and he respected the Lord and he glorified him. Then the father of all the gods, Kashyapa Muni, he came there. He also respected, even though he is a father, but he gave a beautiful straw belt to Vamandev. Then mother Bhumi Devi, earth, she also came and glorified the Lord and he gave a deer skin. So Vamandev wrapped his, he doesn't have a private part, I mean you can say it, but he has a whole body, is like a beautiful, so attractive. So he put on the waist, you can say. Then Lord Brahmaji, the first living being, he came and glorified Vamandev and he gave a water pot. Then Kubera, the treasurer, everybody is looking for money in this world. All the money, you know that when you keep the money in your house, there is a guard, Jaksha, it's invisible, you cannot see them. Actually all the wealth of the entire universe is kept under these Kuberas. He's not only a treasurer of the heaven, he's a treasurer of everything. But he has an agent, it's called Jaksha. Jaksha is like invisible. Sometimes you sit in your house, did somebody just pass by? But actually you see nobody. Actually somebody did. They are called, it's in 3rd canto of 20th chapter, Prabhupada explains. So then the wife of Lord Shiva, the Maya Devi, she also came and she gave the alms, first alms. Bhiksha. So it's wonderful when he came, the second point, and when the Supreme Lord came, he appeared in such a way that he engaged all the gods to glorify who is the real God. Third point, when Vamandev appeared, he allured with divine potency that the Bali Maharaj already well known, so famous, he's the emperor. His wife Binda Chal and his daughter Bidda Chal, they are not same person. One is mother, one is wife, one is daughter. One is Binda Chal, one is Bidda. So both were there. Everybody started talking. Wow, who is this boy, Brahmana boy? And his Brahman thread was shining, everything was shining. His body was like effulgence coming out and he's smiling. Bali Maharaj said, I never saw a Brahmana like this. I was so captivated upon seeing. So King Bali immediately remarked, he said, this must be sun god. But sun god is there also. He's also sun god there. He said, no, his effulgence is more than sun god. But his effulgence is actually pleasing. Sun god just illuminates your vision. It doesn't necessarily give you satisfaction. Maybe moon god gives you some taste of the fruits, vegetable, all this. But Vamandev was giving nourishment, tasting, sense, all the senses was satisfied. So Bali Maharaj was so captivated that he immediately ready to do something to please him. This is the one thing Jiva Goswami Pad writes. Two things we should focus as a devotee. He said, Bhajaniya Sarada Sadguna Vishishta. Can you remember that verse? Bhajaniya, can you repeat after me? Bhajaniya Sarva Sadguna Vishishta. This is one thing Srila Prabhupada, Gadbada Siddhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur emphasize these two sloka. One is this sloka, means the translation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan, who is endowed with six opulences. His qualities are so attractive, so enchanting, so endearing, so incredibly inspiring that none can resist but worship that person. Boli Maharaj had no clue who is this Brahmana boy, but he immediately arose in his heart, I want to do something to please him. It's like a natural attraction to Bhagavan. So Jiva Goswami Pada wrote this. Of course, happened to be the same day today. It's very interesting. So Bamandev attracted the heart of this wife of Bali Maharaj, who literally Prabhupada said, you may think like in America sometimes they say, the Mataji sometimes talks like a controlling the husband, or Prabhupada said, what is that? Handpack husband. Krishna is a handpack husband, Prabhupada mentioned. Well, Bali Maharaj was a handpack husband. Because when Bindachal Devi was glorifying Bamandev and he even chastised her husband in front of everybody. He said, he thinks he's so proud, he owns the whole universe. Ha! You are nothing! She is a demon's wife, but her glorification was so wonderful that everybody was stunned, Brahmaji, everybody. And Prabhupada actually glorified the whole purport he gave about it. And of course, Bali Maharaj's daughter, she was thinking like, is it possible to have a child like this? I want a child like this boy, Bamandev. The Bamandev, you know, wink, you know, wink. So she saw, wow, he said yes, okay, I'll have a child like this. Of course, later on we know, when the Bamandev became Trivikram, not Trivikram Das, Trivikram, because we have Trivikram Das in the here. Trivikram means he took over the three sphere zone or realm. She saw that her father lost everything. He said, why did I wish to have a child like this? If it was my child, I would kill him. And the Trivikram, even though he's so far, but bent little bit and wink her again. She was like, wow. According to Prabhupada's translation, Bamandev was in the, what is that word called, in the West? I forgot that word Prabhupada used. Bali Maharaj saw himself here, in the hips, in the universal form, he saw himself here, because Bamandev took over the whole world with his 2 legs. So himself found in the West with his, and all the entourage, all the demons. So it was very interesting, and that Mataji came as, who remembers? Putana today. Putana is a permanent position also, Jiva Goswami Pada says. Putana is a permanent position, different soul takes that position. So Ratna Malai took this position in this day. So this is Bamandev, nice third point. Fourth point I found, that Bamandev teaches Bali about what is devotee should be always maintaining in their life in order to spiritually grow. We must be satisfied. Ask yourself, those who are listening online, are you satisfied in your life? If you are not satisfied, that means you are not taking responsibility of your own misdeed and nobody can help you. They can give you idea, but nobody really can help you. You have to accept it. Whatever is happening in our life, it is only a token by the Lord. So Bamandev teaches Bali that enlightened human beings are meant to be satisfied with what comes to them. Those who are not satisfied with what they actually need will never be satisfied. And Bamandev even told Bali Maharaj, I'm asking only 3 steps. If I'm not satisfied with this, if somebody is not satisfied whatever they are getting, even the whole universe is given to them, they will not be satisfied. That is guaranteed. So this is a good lesson for us to learn. At least that's the point I found. Even if gain the whole earth, a man or a woman practicing the spiritual life must never be dissatisfied. For such dissatisfaction, they sprinkle water on the inner fire of their spiritual potency. It's deadly. Sometimes you wonder why not progressing in spiritual path. Because we are not satisfied. And if you are not satisfied, you cannot even come to Brahmavata platform. So the next point I found, number 5. We have a few more minutes. That Guru Sukracharya, all these years, even though I read this chapter before, but I never understood. He is never a devotee. He is a Brahmavadi. He is not a Mayavadi. There is a fine distinction. This is again Jiva Goswami Pad writes. Very interestingly. Jiva Goswami Pad writes that Mayavadis are offended. Why? Because Mayavadi and Brahmavadi both focus on Brahman as the ultimate goal. Ultimate existence is Brahman. Mayavadi thinks Brahman, what is Brahman according to Mayavadi? By the idea what is not, they experience. This body is not Brahman. This mind is not Brahman. This world is not Brahman. This house is not Brahman. This is not Brahman. Neti, 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 neti. What is left? That is Brahman. No, no, we are coming. Wait, just wait. There's a 4 principle, I know. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Tattamasi, you are Brahman. Then what he says is correct. Sarvam Khalvidam Brahman, everything is Brahman. And then what is the goal? Prajnanam Brahman. Ultimately goal to go to that Brahman. This 4 principle is correct. But their idea, the process they follow is horrible. Disgusting. Because they don't have a real substance. Brahmavadi, they also believe these 4 principles, except there is a 2 difference. Now, they say, if everything is Brahman, how it is everything Brahman? See how they explain. When Brahman comes in contact with Sattvagun, he becomes Ishvara. Can you understand? I'm not going to break down so much. In other words, what conception of God we have, deity or anything, they also accept. But they think that when Brahman, Supreme Brahman comes in contact with Sattvagun, it takes a form. Whether Krishna takes birth or deity or anything, Ram. This is Sattvagun mixed with Brahman is the Ishvara. Originally there is no such thing called Ishvara, controller or person. There is no such thing. This is Mayavada. Brahmavadi will say, yes, Brahman comes in contact with Satya, is also creating a form, that is also Ishvara, but originally that Ishvara has the eternal existence as Swarup Brahma. Then Sagun Brahma, Nirgun Brahma. So they divide like this. Why am I going off so much? Anyway, I'll not talk too much about Brahman. And then when the Supreme Brahman comes in contact with Rajagun, it creates Jiva. Who are you? You are Brahman, but actually mixed with Raja and... Now, Prabhupada also said 3.37. Prabhupada said when pure love comes in contact with Raja or passion, it transforms into lust. So some idea is there, it's not like all false, but they are giving the crooked explanation. Prabhupada is giving the pure explanation. So then it says, when the Nirgun Brahman comes in contact with inertia quality, then it becomes dead matter, this material nature. So that conception is offensive, that's why they are bad. So now, Sukracharya, he's a Brahmavadi, he's not an offender, he knows the philosophy very well, but he's not a devotee. Prabhupada put it just very flat. So Bali Maharaj's Guru Sukracharya was perceptive enough to understand what was happening in that situation between Bali and Bamandev. Who is this young boy was? What was about to happen? He could even see it, future forecast. So he counseled the king to deny the request, even though he knew that it was Vishnu himself asking. So Sukracharya, he was an actually atheist the way he spoke there. Even though learned in the Vedas, such a guru who stands in the way of his disciples' emancipation is fit to be rejected. That's the conclusion. The next point, I'm just giving the key points. The next point I found, the Bali Maharaj responded to his guru by Bhumi Devi's intolerance quotation. Bali turns to his guru and says that telling lies or not keeping a promise once spoken is the most deadly sinful act. He explains that Mother Earth once said, I can bear any heavy things except a person who is a liar. Therefore, a person living according to dharma must scrupulously avoid lying. The next point, number 7, he also explained that opportunity to give in charity to a qualified saintly person is very rare. This is the vision Bali Maharaj had. Such a wonderful. He was not exhibiting as a devotee, but inner motive was a devotee. Shukracharya was doing all the performance according to Shastra, but inside his intention, he was not a devotee at all. Just the opposite. Was very, I heard this story maybe 1,000 times, but I never got attracted so nicely the way Prabhupada put it. So it must never be regarded as a time of loss, but as a moment when auspiciousness is drawn towards the giver. When we give, we don't lose. Rather, God and the universe gives us even more in return. Number 8, Guru Shukracharya curses his own disciple. Shukracharya curses his own disciple, thus revealing the actual relationship that sometimes exists between an official religious priest and a member of a faith. Of course, there is so much discussion about this. The Shukracharya, one Acharya commented, the Shukracharya was such a, bad guru, or you can say, not a well-wisher, genuine well-wisher of a disciple, ultimate need, that he actually, you know, in a komandol, this morning we're reading, komandol means a water pot, there is a faucet, you know, where the water comes from the pot to the receiver's hand. Yes, spout. There is a little like a neck. Shukracharya entered there to block it. Can you imagine how much was it love for his disciple or looking for his own selfish interest? Of course, they could not see that why water is not coming, because you take an oath, what you call contract, vow, oath, in those days by chanting 3 times and watering on the receiver, giver to receiver. You know, you drop 3 drops of water like Achman. So he was pouring, but water is not coming because he was blocking it. Of course, they took a straw and poke. That's why the right eyes, from that moment, that if the for a man, left side shakes, left side of your body, it's inauspicious. Yeah? For a lady's left side is auspicious. For a man's left side is inauspicious. All these things came because of that little incident happened. So, but Bamandev understood everything. So the next point I wrote, Bamandev responds to Bali Maharaj's promise by expanding his size. Although Bamandev appeared as a child, he is the oldest of all old. The immeasurably largest of the large thing and the most powerful. This lesson would later be learned by Lord Brahma. How? Because Brahma also came to test a little boy. in Vrindavan and he failed and he fall into that illusion. But Brahmaji was there when Vamandeva also came. So God is also ultimate owner of everything since everything emanates from Him. That idea of Bali Maharaj proved it and he believed it. Now it's very interesting, another point that Vamandeva actually asked Shukracharya, what did your disciple do wrong? It seems like, how is that Shukracharya so powerful? He knew the philosophy so well. I mean, I have no idea what I know, nothing compared to Shukracharya knows. But he's not a devotee. How is this possible? Because it is intentional, not automatically. Just because you know the philosophy or I know the philosophy, I'll become a devotee. No. Look at what he quoted. He quoted mantras tantras chidram desha kala arha vastuta sarvam karoti nischidram anusankirtanam tava. And Prabhupada quote this in many lectures. He quote this verse. It's not spoken by a devotee. It's spoken by an atheist guru, Shukracharya, who actually wanted to stop serving God. But he knew the secret of the philosophy of our Gauriya Vaishnava. So Prabhupada quote this verse. Then mantras, tantras. What is mantras? Mantras mean if you don't pronounce properly, it will not give you good result. For an example, Indra was nervous when Kumbhakarna, Ravan's brother, was chanting the mantra. His goal is to go to heaven. So the Brahmana, they said, okay, you chant this mantra, say Indra Pada. Indra Pada means I want the position of Indra. When Indra heard it, he was so nervous. He told Saraswati, can you do something to help me right now, right now? So she came and twisted his tongue. Instead of saying Indra Pada, he said Nidra Pada. Indra Pada, Nidra Pada. Sounds like saying, but no, it's not sound saying. So because he chanted Nidra Pada, he fell in sleep for 6 months. That's how he led his life. Instead of going to heaven to enjoy like Indra, he said that, please give me this Nidra Pada, I want to go to sleep. But actually that was not intention. So even if you have an intention, if you don't have a proper pronunciation, you will not get benefited. Of course, accept the holy name. So this is such a wonderful that Shukracharya knew this secret. Second, he says, mantras tantras. Tantras means the chanter, if he does not have a good intention, even he knows the meaning of it, then he will not get the benefit. Krishna also said the same thing in Krishna book, you can see in Bhagavatam 10.24.6. Gatta gatta chakarmani lokayam anutishtati, janayam anutishtati, vidusa karma siddhisha. Whatever you do, things you do, if you are fully aware, you will get 100% benefit. If you are not aware, you will get little benefit, Krishna says. We are chanting, but whose name we are chanting? We should be aware. And what the chanting is supposed to do? Where am I going with this chanting? If I am not aware, you are not going to go there. It will take long, long time. The devotional service is intentional, not automatic. That is the point. Even the Shukracharya knew. Oh, it's 9 o'clock only. Okay, I'll just end with the last point, that whatever you heard, there's a beautiful verse, it's 8th canto, 23rd chapter, 30. Jayedam deva devasya harer adbhuta karmana avataram anucharitam sinna jati param gatim. Srila Prabhupada translate, if anyone hears this conversation, the uncommon activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, certainly elevated to the higher planetary system. Now Prabhupada, in the translation, you may find like, how did Prabhupada translate that? I don't see in Sanskrit. I was looking, I was spending 1 hour this morning, just looking at the word to word. Word it says, avatara anucharitam, means you have to hear this story many times. Anucharitam means you follow again and again. But then he says, Paramgatim. Paramgatim does not mean heaven, doesn't mean Vaikuntha. It can be both. It can be Golok also. Paramgatim, ultimate goal. Prabhupada translates very interestingly. He said he is certainly elevated to the higher planetary system or even back home, back to God at Vaikuntha. That's like a very interesting. So now you heard the story. If you can repeat this and hear this, you will be in spiritual world. Even though Prabhupada said heaven, I don't know why Prabhupada said heaven, but don't go to heaven. That's my request. Shripad Jiva Goswami Pad ki jai, Vamandev ki jai. Yes, Prabhu.
So you're saying that the Mayavadi says neti, neti, neti. It's not this, it's not. So then, ultimately, then there's nothing left, right?
Correct. That and is
then,
Brahman.
And they're saying that's Brahman, nothing.
Yes.
So it's really
bogus.
You say bogus, yeah.
Yeah, say the word, bogus.
So you can defeat them then, actually.
We do.
If you say, well, then you're nothing.
Yeah.
So be quiet.
Thank you.
I mean, I'll tell you another story later. Thank you. There you go.
Any other comment? Questions? No? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vamandev ki jai, Jiva Goswami Pad ki jai. These are so beautiful topics. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare.